Tachnun Aleph. The people who played the musical instruments by the Shirah Shel Karba, according to Reb Meir, this was the Avadim of the Kohanim. According to Reb Yaisi, they were the Yisraelim Chashuvim, from the base Hapagrim and the base Tzefiria. And according to Reb Hanina, they were the Levim. The Gemara says the Shir of Karban is Daicha Shabbos, according to everyone, since it's an Avayda of the base Hamigdash, and we say Ein Shvus B'Migdash. Mashenki, the Shir of Sheiva, is a Machlaikis, since it's only considered a Simcha Yisera. The Mishnah. Misha Leira Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Leira Simcha Miyamav, a person who never saw a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, never really saw a complete Simcha. The Mishnah says there were tall golden menorahs in the areas, in the area of the Beis HaMikdash, each with ladders, and the Pirchei Kohuna, the young Kohanim, would climb the ladders to pour oil into the menorahs. Every chatzar in Yerushalayim was illuminated from these lights. Chasidim and Anshei Maisa would dance and juggle torches, and they would sing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the rest of the Am would watch. And the Levim would sing Nigunim, and sing Shira from the 15 steps, corresponding to the 15 songs of Tehillim. In the morning, they would blow Shofar to signal the Zman of taking Mayim from the Mei HaShileach. The Gemara says that the Beis HaMikdash was very, very beautiful. The Gemara says, whoever did not see the Basilica of Mitzrayim, with its colonnades, never saw the glory of Klal Yisrael. This is referring to the Zman after the first Beis HaMikdash. There were so many people in this particular shul there that they had to wave a flag to know when the people should answer Amen. And all people sat with people of their own professions, and people were killed there, unfortunately, during Amaisa, because they returned to Mitzrayim when they weren't supposed to. The Chassam Sofer learns from this particular Gemara that when we're dealing with a shul today, Bizman Hazah, the bima should be in the middle of the shul, not in the front. The Gemara says, by the Beis HaMikdash, they established a tikkun gadol, and they built a gezustera, a balcony, over the Ezra's Nashim. Women would stand upstairs, and men would stand downstairs to watch the Simchas Beis HaShoeva in order to prevent taruvas between men and women and kalas reish. This Gemara is the makor for machitzas that we have today in our shuls. The Gemara says that although it was usser to add to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, but here it was mutter due to a kal v'chemer from the pasuk in Zechariah. Here it's appropriate to bring down the machlekes regarding machitzas between Rav Moshe, Zechorin Lebracha, and the Sat Merav. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamatas, explains that the chi of machitza in shuls today is a din daraisa, but the yisoid of doing this is only due to kalas reish. It is not due because of men, potentially having men looking at women. Of course, this is aser, but this is not the reason for machitza. The reason for machitza has to do with kalas reish. So therefore, as long as a machitza covers the women's shoulders, that's enough, and it does not need to cover their head. The Sat Merav Zechorin Lebracha argued and said that the key reason for machitza is because of hystaklos, because we're afraid men will look at the women, and he brings a raya from the Rambam who explains that machitza has to do with kedeshali hystaklu ha'anashim benashim. Therefore, the machitza has to be more than just covering the women's shoulders. Daf Nun Beis. The land will mourn when Mashiach ben Yosef will die, in the Melchemes Gaigu Magag, but the real Gula will come via Mashiach ben David. The other Mandi Amar says that the land will mourn from the Yetzer Hara, which will be killed. To Tzadikim, the Yetzer Hara is like a har, a mountain, since they take Averis very seriously. To Rishayim, it's like a Chut Hasara, like something small, since Averis aren't a big deal for them. Hashem will tell Mashiach ben David to ask him a special request, and he will request Chaim. The Yetzer Hara has seven names: Ra, Orel, uncircumcised; Tame, Saina, enemy; Michshel, Evan, which is a rock; and number seven, hidden one. It leaves Goyim alone, but wants Klal Yisrael, especially Tzadikim, to be Nichshel. And we know that Tzadikim have it especially hard, because we say, Kol ha-gadol mechaveroi, yitzrei gadol hemenu. The greater the person, the greater the person's Yetzirah. And Hashem made it this way, because a person who is greater can actually handle more. Therefore, he has a bigger Yetzer Hara. The Maggid of Mezrich explained this piskam a little bit differently. He says that one who is conceited and believes that he is indeed Gadol Mechavera, that he's greater than his friend, his Yetzer Hara will ultimately grow stronger than him, Gadol Hemenu, and therefore will come to rule over him. A little bit of a different twist on that piskam. The Gemara says that the Yetzer Hara attacks a person every day, but Hashem helps a person to conquer it. But of course, it's Chus of Torah, helps a person break the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara causes a person to be chayta in this world, and then the Yetzer Hara comes as an aid against them, as a witness against them in Olam Haba. We say that there are four things Hashem created that He wishes He did not create. Number one, Golos. Number two, Kazdim. Number three, Yishma'elim, the Arabs. And number four, the Yetzer Hara. The Gemara says that there were four craftsmen whom Hashem created: Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, Eliyahu Anavi, and Kayin Tzedek. The Gemara says that Rav Chana was the biggest expert in the Gemaras of Agadata. And we say that there were eight princes, eight Malachim, who will rise up against Melech Asher: Yishai, Shaul, Shmuel, Amos, Tzfanya, Tzidkiah, Eliyahu, and Mashiach. And finally, the Gemara says that Marsa ben Bisus was very, very strong, and he could carry two sides of an ox all by himself. But for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they did not let him do it alone, because they wanted many people to participate, because we say, B'rayv Am, Hadras Melech. The more people, the better. Tatnun Gimel. At the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they used to light the very tall 50-foot-high menorahs, and the light was so strong that everyone in Yerushalayim could conceivably sift wheat using the light that beamed out from these menorahs. They used to say at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the pasuk of Ashrei Mishalei Chata, Umishachata Yashuv V'Yimcha. Lucky is one who did not sin. But if one did sin, he should do tshuva, and he will be forgiven. Hillel HaZaken lived until 120 years old, and he used to come to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva even when he was very old. The Gemara reflects a story that he once saw the skull of a murderer floating on the water. The Gemara says that the feet of a man will carry him to the place of his death. And when it's time for him to die, he will be in the right place. The Gemara says that at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel used to juggle eight torches of fire and kiss the floor of the Azara. And he said that a man should not complain to Hashem in Shemayim. Others during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva juggled knives, eggs, and cups of wine. And the Gemara says that it's possible that a person can go for a maximum of 3 days without any sleep. The Gemara says that Mechika Shem Hashem, erasing the name of Hashem, is mutter if it's for the purpose of Shalom Bayis. We know this from Saita, that we're allowed to erase the letters into the Mayim HaMa'arim because it's for the purpose of Shalom Bayis. The Gemara says Shir HaMalais is the 15 Kapitlach of Tzilim, which raise the water of the Tzahayim closer to the earth, and the thickness of the earth is 1,000 Amos. If a person says Shema twice, Shema Shema, or Maidim Maidim, we silence him. It's like he's acknowledging the fact that there are two Hashems and not one. The Mishnah. There were never less than 21 Shofar blasts in the Beis HaMikdash, and never more than 48. The Cheshbon of 21 comes from the fact that every day there were 3 for opening up the gates, 9 for the Tamid Shel Shachar, and 9 for the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, which is a total of 21, and on Erev Shabbos there were extra ones. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says the minimum was 7, but the maximum was 16, since he held Tekiah, Trua, was equal to 1. Mashenkin, according to the Rabbana, Tekiah, Trua, Tekiah was equal to 3. So, since it's divisible by 3, the 21 that we were talking about in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is really 7, because of the divisibility of by 3. Daf Nun Dal. According to Rabbi Yechanan, if you blow 9 Tekiahs on Rosh Hashanah, each of them 1 hour apart, you yaitse the mitzvah. The real chiyuv on Rosh Hashanah, as we know, is only to blow 9 blows. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only have a small hefsek between each of the blows. There's a machlokes when they blew the 3 tekiahs, next to the mizbeach or on the steps. The Gemara then says that there were 3 kitas, 3 groups, who used to bring the Karban Pesach. The third group was the smallest of the 3 groups, because by then most people had already brought it. The Gemara says the first day of Sukkot cannot come out on Erev Shabbos, since otherwise Yom Kippur would come out on Sunday, which we can't have. Since if someone is Nifter Chas V'Shalom, there would be 2 days in a row of Kedusha, and you wouldn't be able to bury him, and that's not Kavod Abrius. Therefore, we move it around. If, however, we say if Yom Kippur would be able to come out on Motzei Shabbos, which cannot happen today, we would make Havdalah or Shehecheyanu as a part of it. Today, by the way, we make Shehecheyanu, is made of a tefillah, after Kol Nidre, on Yom Kippur. The difference between Rosh Hashanah of 1 year and Rosh Hashanah of the next year is 4 days. In other words, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Sunday 1 year, it comes out on Thursday the year later. How is this so? Because 6 months of the year are chaser, 29 days. That total is 174. 6 months of the year are mole, which is 180 days. 174 plus 180 is equal to 354. 350 is perfectly divisible by 7 for 7 equal weeks, and the 4 extra days are the 4 days that it moves later. Well, shake it, if it's a leap year, it would be 5 days later. Why would it be 5 days later? Because a leap year, we add 29 days for the extra Chodesh Adar. Therefore, 28 is divisible by 4, and you have the 1 extra day, therefore it's 5 days later. According to the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, we are allowed to manipulate days for things like moving Yom Kippur from Sunday. According to others, we're not allowed to. We pass them like the Rabbanan, that we are allowed to. And finally, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, the Shira of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is Leicha that of Shabbos, meaning that it is first, to make sure that the world knows Rosh Chodesh was designated at that time. Afternoon, hey. On Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the first day of Chol HaMoed, they sang Tehillim from Kapitel Chof Tes, Havod Hashem B'nei Kelim. On day 2 from Tehillim, Kapitel Nun. Day 3, Kapitel Tzadik Dalet. Day 4, Kapitel Tzadik Dalet. Day 5, Kapitel Pei Aleph. And day 6, Kapitel Pei Beis. In Eretz Yisrael, on the first day of Sukkos in Musaf, we say Ubachami Sha'asar. On day 2, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, we read Ubayayim Hasheni. However, in Chutz La'aretz, what exactly do we say and what do we lane? Because the second day is not the first day of Chol HaMoed, but the second day of Yontif. And since it's Sveika D'Yayma, then on the second day of Yontif, in Chutz La'aretz, we say also Ubachami Sha'asar. The question is, what do we do on day 3, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, which in Eretz Yisrael is the second day of Chol HaMoed? This is a machlokes if we say Ubayayim HaSheni, or do we say Ubayayim HaShlishi, and then catch up with everything on the last day? A Meimer said, we paskin midligi dligi, that we repeat the previous portions in addition to the portion of a day. Therefore, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, we say both Ubayayim HaSheni and Ubayayim HaShlishi, and so on and so forth. But by Kriya Satira, there's a machlokes Rishayim. According to Rashi, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, the Kayan lanes Ubayim HaSheni, the Levi lanes Ubayim HaShlishi, the Yisrael lanes Ubayim HaRevi, and the fourth Aliyah, which we add on Sukkos, we repeat back both Ubayim HaSheni and Ubayim HaShlishi due to the Sveika D'Yayma. According to Taisvis, we say the same as we do for, as Rashi says, for the Kayan and the Levi, but the Yisrael we just lane Ubayim HaSheni, and in the Revi, the fourth Aliyah, we just lane Ubayim HaShlishi. According to the Rif and the Shitas HaGa'enim, is the same as Rashi for the first two, but the Yisrael reads B'yayim HaShlishi. We actually paskin like Rashi, and that's how we do it today in Chutz La'aretz, that the Kayan says B'yayim HaSheni, the Levi B'yayim HaShlishi, the Yisrael B'yayim HaRevi, and the fourth Aliyah says Sheni and Shlishi, we review the Sveika D'Yayma, the Mishnah. On the first day of Sukkos, there were 14 Kvasim, 13 Parim, 2 Elim, and 1 Sar, for a total of 30 Karbanis. Each day, the number of Parim were reduced by 1. And there were numerous mishmarais that took care of the animals. We know that in the Beis Hamikdash there was a pious, a lottery, to determine which of the groups, which of the mishmarais of Kahanim, had the schus of doing the avaida of the karbanis. The Gemara says there were 70 parim on Sukkos, which correspond to the 70 umas ha'ilam. It was for the purpose of kapara, so they would get gishamim. And one par on Shmini Atzeres was for the umah yechida, for Klal Yisrael, the Mishnah. On Yontav, all of the 24 mishmarais shared equally in the responsibilities of the karbanis and the avaida, and in Melechem Haponim, Daf Nun Vav. On Sukkos, on the first night, Rav says, first we make Leshe Basukah, and then Shechiyanu. Rav Barachana says, first we make a Shechiyanu, then Leshe Basukah. We, of course, paskin like Rav. According to Rav, the Chiyuva Hayayim is Adif, but according to Rabba Barachana, we say Tadar B'Sheinu Tadar, Tadar Kaidim. That's why we first say Shechiyanu, then we say Leshe Basukah. We have a similar Machlaikis in the Sechtes Brachas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai regarding Kiddush on Friday evening. Beis Shammai says first you make the bracha on the yain, Mikandei Shashabbos, then you make the bracha on the yain. And Beis Hillel says first you make on the wine, then on the yain, i.e. Mikandei Shashabbos. And this is how we paskin today. Beis Shammai says the Shabbos is the cause for the wine, therefore that's why it's first. Beis Hillel says first you make Borei Pri Hagafen, since the Chiyav is Zachreyu al HaYayin. So the yain is the cause for the Kiddush, therefore that's why you make it on the Yayin first. Also, since Yayin is Tadav Hashem HaTadav, Tadav Kaida, you make on the Yayin before you make on the Shabbos. The Pnei Yeshua in Brachas Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis asks, how can Beis Hillel say Yayin is Garim for the Kiddush? Is Garim the Kiddush? Kiddush is Min HaTorah. as we know from Brachas Daf Chas, and Yayin, as we know from the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav, is a suffix if it's Daraisa or not. And in fact, we paskin that it's Darabanan. So how is it possible to have something which is Midarabanan coming before something which is Midaraisa? The Yeshua answers, the Chiyav of Kiddush Daraisa is in Shul. The person is Yaitza the Mitzvah Daraisa in Shul. So therefore, when a person already said it in Shul, when he comes to his table, the Kiddush is only Midarabanan. Therefore, that's equal to the Yayin. They're both Midarabanan. Therefore, you can make on the Yayin first. In that particular case, that Kiddush, the Yayin is Garim, this particular Kiddush, therefore that's what you make on the Yayin first. But Tzlach says that though this is true for men, but what about for women? The table Kiddush therefore becomes Midaraisa for the women. They don't go to Shul. So therefore, what are you going to say for the women? So technically, if they made Kiddush by themselves on Friday night, they should really first say Mekadesh HaShabbos and then make Alei Yayin. We actually do not paskin like this because we say Le'pluk. So therefore, even when a woman makes by herself, she makes in the regular order, Bari Priya Gafen, then Mekadesh HaShabbos. In Siman Reishai and Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, the Minchas Chinuch, the Magid Avram, and the Na'id of Yehuda, all ask, Bichlal, how can a husband be mitzi his wife at all on Friday night? Once he comes home from shul, the chiyah for him is only Midarabanan. She now is a Midaraisa. So how can he, with a chiyah Midarabanan, be mitzi her where it's a chiyah Midaraisa? One of the many terutzim that is brought in the Bir Halacha is brought from the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, where it says that you must be maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush in order for that to count as a deraisa. So since when you're making the Kiddush in Shul and Shemona Esrei, you're not mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim, you're not really Yaitzah, your Chiyav Mitzrayim. You have to have the Kiddush at home to be Yaitzah, the Chiyav deraisa. Therefore, now you can be Maisi, your wife, because for both of you, you're being Yaitzah, the Chiyav deraisa. The Bir Halacha also points out the Minchas Chinuch also mentions this teretz. In fact, this is one of the few places where the Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Minchas Chinuch at all. The Mishnah. If Yontav was next to Shabbos, all the Mishmaris get to share equally in the Lechem upon him. And the Gemara says, the incoming Mishmar received extra bread as a schar, the Hagafas Delosis, closing the doors for the evening. The Gemara says, Butsina Tava Mikara, a small pumpkin in the hand is worth more than a huge pumpkin in the field. In other words, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. It's better if you know you have something now than to wait to see even if you would get more of it later on. The Gemara says there was a woman named Miriam from the Shpacha of the Mishmar of Bilga, and she converted to become a guy, and she used to throw her shoes onto the Mizbech to defile it. The Gemara says that a child only says the things, types of things that he hears from one of his parents. Therefore, they become responsible for the actions of their children, because the actions of their children are directly related to what they say, and their children heard them. And finally, the Masechta ends that the entire Mishmar of Bilga was punished for Miriam's actions, since we say, Oyle Rasha, Oyle Shechenev. Of course, we also say, Toivle Tzadik, Toivle Shechenev, that if a person has the schus to live near a tzadik, and the tzadik does mitzvahs, that person will also share in all the schusim of the tzadik. Hadron Allah, Masechtas, Sukkah.